Good afternoon. I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News Headlines at 4:32. Former Indiana House Speaker John Gregg's gubernatorial candidacy is no longer just exploratory. The Democratic candidate filed paperwork today with the state to run for governor. Gregg has informally campaigned across the state since forming an exploratory committee. U.S. Representative Mike Pence is heavily favored to win the GOP nomination in the upcoming race. With Congress's passage of a debt deal agreement, the U.S. will raise the debt ceiling just in time to avoid a default. Hoosier Senators Dick Lugar and Dan Coats were split on the agreement. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports.
Lugar voted in favor of the agreement, calling it a victory for conservative fiscal responsibility. In a statement, Lugar said even though the deal isn't everything Republicans wanted, it does not raise taxes and it significantly cuts spending. Dan Coats was one of 26 senators voting against the agreement Tuesday. In a YouTube video, the Hoosier Republican says the deal is only a baby step.
I oppose the final bill because it falls significantly short of what is needed to address the severity of this fiscal crisis.
Coats says the plan does not cut enough, nor does it include any entitlement or tax reform. Coats called for at least $4 trillion in cuts, while the debt agreement cuts about $2 trillion over the next 10 years. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.
An original art exhibit at this year's Indiana State Fair will combine everything Hoosiers love about the event. Farm to Fair is the name of the exhibit from popular Hoosier artist Douglas David. The 60-piece show features pictures of Indiana crops, livestock, and food associated with the fair. A heat advisory in effect until 8 p.m. tonight, right now. Mostly sunny skies and 93 degrees for WFYI News.